Praise God.
赞美神。
Good to be in His house.
对，能够来到神的家中是非常好的。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we came here because of you, to worship you, to meet in your presence.
主啊，今天早上我们来到你的圣殿，是为了到你的面前来敬拜你。
To worship you, we continue that worship as we eagerly expect to hear from your word what you have to say.
我们再次的在这边等待来听来敬拜你，我们是要来热心的来听你要跟我们说什么话。
Praise and glory be to Christ as we consider the surety, the certainty of our hope because Jesus rose from the dead.
赞美跟荣耀归给主，因为我们的盼望是有确据的，因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
A sure hope that gives us reason to live for you.
这个固定的、确定的、的盼望，使我们能够向你仰望。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. We have a picture coming up. There it is.
这里有一张图片。
You can see a little bit. The Scars of Faith is the title.
你可以看见这个 这张照片的名字就是、信仰的、疤痕。
This is a Pep Golf Top.
这个人的名字是
a Pep Golf Top.
OK, 阿开
I'm probably not saying it right either, so.
我大概我是绝对是讲的不清楚的。
His arm was mutilated by Egyptian police.
他的手被那个埃及的那个军人给锯掉了。
Why?
为什么呢？
They did this because he was a Christian who dared to defend other Christians.
因为他们这样做是因为他竟胆敢去保护其他的基督徒。
He paid the price for what he believes and for daring to live by that belief.
他为他的信仰付上了一个极大的代价，他今天也活在那个信仰中。
He paid that price because he has a hope greater than anything this world has to offer.
他愿意付上那个代价，是因为他今生的盼望是超过世界上所能给他的。
This was his investment in the hope of Christ's reward.
这就是他在今生盼就是永生盼望上的投资。
How is it that so many, like this person, are willing to endure persecution and suffering for Christ?
为什么世界上有这么多的人愿意去忍受受痛苦及就为了基督的缘故？
It is because they have a sure hope in Christ.
因为他们在主里面有一个确定的盼望。
They are convinced that he is real, that what he did is true.True, and that therefore his promises are sure.
他们相信耶稣基督，他们相信他们所的盼望是有确据的。
Now you may well say, I do not suffer like those people.
你也许会说，我没有像这些人那样的受苦。
And it's true, for most of us, our life is pretty comfortable.
是的，我们大多数的人，我们的生活是非常舒适的。
Nevertheless, though we may not, and you may not suffer externally,I am convinced many of us are suffering internally.
也许我们许多人在外在的生活上没有受苦，可是内心我们有受许多的苦。
I feel certain that there are many of you who are suffering the suffering of emptiness.
我相信你们中间有很多人，你们所受的痛苦是内在的空虚。
What convinces me?
我怎么会相信呢？
I observe how many are attempting to grab onto something.Children, spouse, wealth, prestige, comfort, vacation, whatever, to fill the emptiness.
我相信你们的内在是空虚的，因为我看到你们不住的在抓寻或者儿女或者配偶或者是权势或者是vacation 旅行。
And the more you grab, the more I am convinced that you're trying to fill something in your life.
你越是去抓的越多，我就越相信你是在生命中间想要得到些什么。
And you know your life can be changed overnight.
你知道你的生命在一转瞬之间会改变。
Some of you have experienced just how much the life you live can be taken away just in a moment.
你们中间有些人曾经经历过说，我们的生命中间有许多事情能够一下子就被拿去。
And as you age, you realize just how fast everything is coming to an end.
当你我们的年纪越长的时候，你就可以发现说，我们来到那个时刻也就越近了。
I was tempted to show you a picture of me when about 20 years ago when I actually was kind of handsome.
我真的是很想要把我二十年前的一张照片给你看看，那时候我是很英俊的。
My hair was black and my beard was black and I was thinner, no wrinkles.
那时候我的头发是白是黑的，头发也
黑的，黑的
脖子也是黑的，然后呢我
就是白的，
对，是，然后我的身材比较苗条。
I decided not to embarrass myself.
我决定了我不要使我自己很不好意思。
But when I look at the pictures of myself just 20 years ago, I'm amazed how much I've deteriorated.
我很惊讶在只在短短的二十年中我的身体居然衰败得这么快。
I remember one time going to Sam and Amy's house and there's this picture of Sam over the mantle when they're married. And I said, Sam, what happened? You were handsome.
当我有一次去 Sam 跟 Amy 的家里看到他们的火炉的炉上面有一个照片，那时候 Sam 是非常的英俊的，很年轻。
The same thing that is happening all too fast for all of us.
这些事情是对我们来说都发生得很快的。
Our life is passing on.
我们的生命很快地从我们面前飞过。
And now as we get older, we are watching our children begin to repeat the same pattern of life that we set for them.
当我们现在看到我们的儿女，他们所过的生活就好像是以前我们那种同样的形式一样。
But you wonder, isn't there a better hope?
我们常常会想说，是不是有一个更美好的盼望呢？
What is ironic is that those who suffer persecution suffer because of their faith in Christ and they will be rewarded because of that.
很奇妙的是，许多受苦的，因为他们的信仰受苦的，他们会有极大的赏赐。
But we who suffer the suffering of an empty life in pursuit of the American dream,because we care about ourselves and those close to us, we suffer without reward.
可是当我们这些人只是为了追求美国梦而受苦，我们不会得到那种人，其他人所得的赏赐。
Where then do we find hope so certain that we can let go of our attempts to grab and fill our lives?
我们去哪里可以找寻到这种确定的信？的盼望，以至于我们可以不需要再继续追求生命里的其他东西。
Such surety of hope is not found in theories and wishful thinking.
这种生命的确据，并不是能够从那个理论上面去找得到的。
Too many people think that faith in God is a leap in the dark, a wishful conviction that does not need the support of reality.
很多人觉得说相信神这好像是在黑暗里面的一个跳跃，不需要有任何东西来支持的。
That view of faith is very strange to those of us who take our faith, our Christian faith seriously.
对我们这些对基督徒信仰非常执着的人来说，那种的想法是不可思议的。
Well, we open our Bibles and we hear God say to us things like, "Come, let us reason together."
当我们打开圣经的时候，我们看到神对我们说，来吧，让我们一起辩论。
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道神的美善。
And as Paul says, God demonstrates His love for us.
如同保罗所说的，神将他的爱显明给我们看。
What Paul says in this passage read this morning boils down to a basic idea.
今天早上我们所读的这段经文是就是给保罗所说的话做了一个结论。
Jesus' resurrection from the dead is a fact, and so you can dump all your efforts to fill your life.
耶稣基督从死里复活是实在的，是事实，所以我们可以把生命中的其他的追求给放弃。
Because his resurrection is a fact, you can be certain that you too will be raised from the dead to receive the eternal life and all the rewards that he promises.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活是确定的，是事实的，所以你也可以相信你的复活也是确定的，你会得到 那最大的赏赐。
Verse 20 is the key.
第二十节就是那个经文。
Here Paul lays out for us the foundation for having a sure hope.
这里保罗替我们奠定了一个基础。
For he says in verse 20 that in fact Christ has been raised from the dead.
但是基督已经从死里复活。
In fact,
事实上
In fact, Christ has been raised from the dead.
事实上耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
Paul is not appealing to wishful thinking without any basis in reality.
保罗并不是要我们去相信这些没有事实 的知识。
Paul has a very low opinion of such an approach to faith.
甚至保罗对这种的想法他是没有太好的评语。
Either it's true or it's not.
这个信念 是真的或是不是真的。
So let's deal with reality, not fantasy.
所以让我们来跟那个事实来来讨论事实而不是幻想。
If our claims to Christianity are not true, if they're not real, then our hope is no hope at all, but a waste of time and effort.
如果我们所信的基督教不是真的话，那我们所信的就是在浪费时间跟精力。
See verse 14.
看看第十四节。
He says, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain.
如果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Also in verse 19.
第十九节。
He says, if in Christ we hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Don't waste your life with all this Christian stuff if Jesus has not risen from the dead. Rather, as he says in verse 32, let us eat, drink, till tomorrow we die.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，你就不需要再浪费这些精力去讨论这些基督教的东西。我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
In other words, if Jesus didn't really rise from the dead, then just go on and enjoy your life.
换句话说，如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，你就去享受你的生命吧。
And isn't that what many of us are wearing ourselves out trying to do? Eat and drink to enjoy our lives?
这不正是我们中间许多人所做的吗？就是天天去在生活里面享乐，吃吃喝喝。
If our faith is not based in fact,then why bother with the sacrifice and suffering? And why forego the pleasure that this rich American life offers us?
Sorry.
If it's not based in fact, then why give us all the good things America promises?
如果这个不是我们所信的不是事实的话，那我们为什么要放弃美国梦呢？
So then you notice how Paul introduces this whole chapter.
所以你看到保罗如何来介从十五章来介绍这个主题。
He says, I remind you, brethren, of the gospel I preached to you, by which you are saved.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了。
He then goes on to summarize that gospel, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was resurrected.
然后他又对福音做了一个总结，就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，第三天又复活了。
He then goes on to give them one line of proof.
然后他又给我们一句证明。
He says of Christ, he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep.Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一直显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经废了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
My friends, think about it this way.
朋友们，你想想看。
If you're in your house and your friend comes over and he says, there's a spaceship hanging in the air outside, you're not going to believe him.
如果你有一个朋友到你的家里来告诉你说这个外面有一个太空船，你不会相信他的。
If then a second friend comes in and says the same thing,He would say, oh, these guys, they're working together to play a prank on me.
如果有第二个朋友来告诉你同样的事情的话，你一定想说，这个他们一定联合来要骗我。
if five different friends come in at five different times and they're all seriously telling you, really, there's a spaceship hanging in the air outside there, you might want to go take a look.
可是如果有五个人在不同的时间来到你的面前告诉你说外面有个太空船天上有个太空船也许你那时候会要到外面去看一下。
But the line of reasoning that Paul gives is a little more complicated than that.
可是保罗所给我们的理论是比这个比较难懂一点。
First you have one friend.
第一你有一个朋友。
Then you have a group of 12 friends coming and saying, Jesus did rise from the dead. We saw him.
然后你看到这边有12个使徒他们来说耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And then you have a group of 500 at one time saying, at this time we saw him, he rose from the dead.
然后你看到有一群500个人来同样的说耶稣基督从死里复活我们看见了。
And then you have James who was well known for his stability and reputability. He says, yes, he rose from the dead.
然后你又听到这个雅各是非是有这个是有雅各这个人是很稳固的稳定的所以你听到他说耶稣基督从死里复活了
And then you have Paul the one who started your church in the first place saying I saw him too
然后你听到保罗他是开始你们教会他说是的我看到耶稣基督从死里复活了
That's some pretty serious evidence
这个是个非常重要的证据
And notice that Paul says about these witnesses most of them are still alive In other words, you can go and talk to them. You can get letters from them.
保罗又说这是有极大多数的那些见证人到现在还活的。所以换句话说你可以去问问看他们。
Now, some people say, well, they just hallucinate the same hallucination.
也许有人会说这些人都是在幻想在幻觉中间。
For more than one person to have the same hallucination at the same time is pretty unlikely.
超过一个人有这种的幻觉是不太可能的。
To have 500 people have the same hallucination at the same time is unfathomable.
可是当有500个人在同时间有同样的这种幻觉的话，那是不可思议的。
Besides which, when people have a hallucination, they hallucinate something that they expect to see.
当大多数人他们有幻觉的时候他们的 幻觉 是他们所期待要看见的
As the Gospels make clear they did not expect to see Jesus again
可是在福音书里面说到这些人并没有并没他们并没有期待耶稣基督从死里复活
And Thomas so did not expect Jesus to appear that he had to reach out and touch him That's quite a hallucination
你知道怀疑的多吗他不相信耶稣基督从死里复活甚至他要用手去触摸耶稣的伤口
Studies of visions of Mary that people have show how typically those who live in southern Europe have visions of Mary in southern European clothes and southern European colors
有些人说他们看见了玛利亚在南欧有些人说他看见有幻觉说看见玛利亚穿的就是南欧人所穿的衣服跟装饰
In other words, they saw what they already had in their mind
所以换句话说他们所看见的就是他们自己所期待所看见
You see, these people believed in resurrection but they did not believe and they did not expect an individual resurrection
这些人虽然相信有一般性的复活可是他们不相信特别性的复活
They were looking for the general resurrection of everybody together at the end of the age
他们 是在等待说在世界的末了的时候所有的人一起复活
So Jesus' resurrection was unexpected and a shock
所以耶稣基督的复活对他们来说是没有他们没有期待耶稣基督的复活对他们说是很惊讶的事
Now, my friends, that was just one line of evidence that Paul gave them.
我的朋友们，这只是保罗所给的一样的证明。
In keeping with what Paul is doing here, allow me to mention a couple of others.
我们继续保罗的在说的话，让我再给你一两个证明。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then all that the Pharisees and Sadducees had to do was go to the tomb and produce his body and say to everybody, see?This is him, he's dead.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活那 法利赛人跟撒都该人他们所要做的事就是到耶稣的坟墓那里去把耶稣的尸体拿出来告诉大家说你看耶稣的尸体在这里
They could not because his body was not there
他们不行因为耶稣的身体不在那儿
And it was guarded by Roman guards so they didn't come and steal it
所以你知道那个坟墓是罗马的兵丁所看护的所以他们不可能进去偷耶稣的身体
As the Roman guards themselves testified In fact they fled for their lives When the angel came down and removed the stone
事实上这些罗马的兵丁他们见证说他们看到耶稣从死里复活他们看到天使下来以至于他们为了逃命是逃命走了
We could go on with many other lines of evidence But that's not the purpose of the sermon
我们可以继续讨论其他的证明可是这个并不是今天的主题
But I encourage you to think on these things
我鼓励你们去思考这些事
To learn to say more than just the rote memory Jesus rose from the dead But to see, to touch, to feel, to reason That this indeed is true, it really happened
我鼓励你们不要只是去一般性的去对这些耶稣基督从死里复活而是去思考去感觉
We should be like Luke who said at the beginning of his gospel Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnessesAs servants of the word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning.
路加福音，路加所说的说，有许多人提笔作书，诉说在我们中间成就的事，是照传道人从起初亲眼看见又传给我们的这些事，我们既从起初都详细考察。
In other words, Luke took time to find out the facts for himself, to sift through all the data.And to come to his conclusion, this really did happen.
所以路加他花了时间去研究，然后他结论说这件事情是发生了。
The promises of the American dream are pretty appealing as they are tangible and they are nice.
美国梦对我们来说是很有吸引力的，因为它是一个实际的，而且是很不错的。
So why should you?Stop trying to fill your lives with all these pleasant promises.
为什么你不该去把你的生活里面去充满这些应许呢？
Blind faith is not enough.
盲目的信仰是不够的。
Blind faith has no place in the practice of Christianity.
当我们在过实际的基督徒生活的时候，盲目的信仰是没有地位的。
Rather, since God has so loved us that He gave His Son to die for our sins.Then it is reasonable for us to trust Him.
既然神这么爱我们，甚至把他的爱子赐给我们，所以我们就有很足够的理由来相信他。
After all, in the end, all the promises of the American dream fade, and we fade. But Jesus rose from the dead.
在末了的时候，所有的美国的梦都要幻灭，唯有耶稣基督从死里复活。
Christ rose from the dead.
基督从死里复活
Our hope is this
我们的盼望是这个
Since Jesus rose from the dead We can be sure that we too will rise from the dead
因为基督耶稣从死里复活所以我们可以确信我们将来也会从死里复活
And that's what Paul says in the second part of verse 20 Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep
所以保罗在第二十节后半段里面说了耶稣基督是睡了之人出熟的果子
First fruits are the first harvest the beginning of the harvest of a crop
这出熟的果子就是当开始收成的时候第一批所收成的果实
They are the promise of more to come
他们是给我们一个应许说还有更多的果实可以收成
And so Paul is saying as the first fruits of the resurrection Jesus is the guarantee that we too will rise from death
既然耶稣基督是复活的出熟的果子所以我们也有这个保证说我们将来也会从死里复活
Paul is using sleep here as a euphemism for death
保罗在这里他用睡觉来做一个 委婉的词来代表死亡。
Because we are convinced that death is not our final outcome.
因为我们相信死亡不是最后的结局。
Many of us have lost people we love and care about.
我们中间有许多人失去我们最爱的人。
The older we get, the more we face the reality that we cannot hang on to this life.
我们年纪越长，我们就越能相信说我们不能够抓住今生的生活。
What then? Jesus rose from the dead, but that was 2,000 years ago.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活，那是2000年的事情，又怎么样呢？
As we live our faith today, we live with our faith grounded in what has been done, not just in philosophical ideals and theories, but also living for the hope and promise of what will come.
Can you repeat? That was a little too much.
No problem.
All right, thanks.
As we live our faith today, we live our faith grounded.In the sure hope of Jesus' resurrection.
当我们在过今生过一个信仰的生活的时候，我们所过的是建基于神所为我们所完成的，就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
And so we live in hope of the resurrection to come.
所以我们过的生活是过着一个相信复活的生活。
And so we strive to live our lives by doing what He wishes.As he has told us in his word.
所以我们要竭力做主的行出主的旨意来，就是他在他的话里面所跟我们说的。
That means letting go of living merely for our security, our spouse, our children, our desires, our dreams, all of which pass away.
所以我们所要做的就是放弃我们今生的追求所抓的东西，好像我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的梦想。
We stop investing in our lives today because we know it is not a good investment.
所以我们今天就不再投资于今生的生活，因为我们知道这个不是最好的投资。
We stop trying to fill as much as we can before we die.
所以我们不会再要买许多的东西充满我们的生活。
As Paul says in verse 35,
如同保罗说。
No, actually, verses 42 and 44, he says, of our bodies, it is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
就如保罗在42节到44节所说的，我们的身体是所种的。是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。所种的是血气的身体，复活是灵性的身体。
Contemplate this for a moment.
你在这个上面思想一下。
Those loved ones that we have lost.
那些我们所失去、我们所爱的人。
Those friends that we have lost.
我们所失去的朋友。
What went into the grave will deteriorate and go away.
那些进到坟墓里去的总要毁坏、消灭。
But not the resurrection body.
但是不是复活的身体。
It will last.
复活的身体会持久的。
It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, Paul says.
复活的是荣耀的，复活的是强壮的。
For as God warned us in the garden,The day that Adam and Eve ate of that fruit.
就如同神在伊甸园跟警告亚当跟夏娃说，你们所吃的那日必定要死。
If we eat of it, we will surely die, and so we do die.
所以我们既然吃了，我们就一定会死。
And death is a sentence for our sin.
死亡是我们罪的宣判。
Death speaks of our guilt before God.
死亡也是代表说我们在神面前的罪。
But in rising from the dead, we rise in the glory of Jesus' obedience and perfect life.
当我们从死里复活的时候，就是有荣耀
glory.
荣耀是 yes, 基督的荣耀。
Of Jesus' perfect life.
对。
It is sown in weakness.
是重所重的是羞辱的
illnesses
是 是生病。
Physical limitations or physical defects.
体能上的衰弱不足。
Some of us have known people with mental and emotional instability through no fault of their own.
甚至在心灵上或者是物体肉体上的软弱，可是这都不是他们自己的过犯。
Poor eyesight.
眼睛不好。
Poor eyesight anybody now.
现在我什么也看不见。
对，看不见。Limited strictly to the same laws as the rest of the creation.
我们所被限制的也是跟所有受造之物所被限制的一样。
But you look at Jesus' resurrection body, you get a hint of what it will be like.
可是当你看到耶稣基督复活的身体的时候，你就会稍微有一点暗示。
Boy, I hope that I can, when I'm raised from the dead,I can play the piano just like Yazoo over there does.
我希望当有一天我复活的时候，我能够像雅祖一样的弹钢琴弹得那么好。
And the list goes on.
这个我们还可以继续讲到有许多的例子。
I just think about the last years of my mother's life.
我就是想到我母亲在世的最后的一段时间。
It was not much of a quality of a life lying in the bed most of the time.
他所过的生活 并没有什么品质的躺在床上的生活。
When she passed away 5 years ago, it was a huge loss and great sadness.
当他在5年前去世的时候，对我来说是非常的悲哀，是也极大的损失。
And at the same time, there was also relief that she doesn't have to live such a poor quality life anymore.
在同时对我来说也是一个放松，因为他不需要再过那种的生活。
Having been released by God from the limitations of a physical body, she's in Jesus' presence.
所以他已经得到罪神所释放，他今天是在与基督耶稣一起。
She is resting from the labors of her life.
他已经放下了地上的劳苦。
I miss her.
我很怀念他。
Yet in a way, I'm glad for her too.
但是我也为她高兴。
And I can be glad because I know I will see her again.
我可以高兴，因为我知道有一天我会与她在一起，再看见她。
I'll go join her.
我会跟她在一起。
And the day is coming when Jesus will clothe her with a new body that will have no more severe hypertension, no more hepatitis C, no more tooth decay, and all these other things.
有一天耶稣基督来的时候，他会给我们一个新的衣服，再也没有高血压，再也没有也蛀牙，再也没有 what else?
Just make it up. No weaknesses, praise God.
再也没有软弱的地方。
This morning I dropped off my daughter at Manchester Airport because she's going to her college orientation in Ohio.
今天早上我送 Grace 去 Manchester 那个飞机场，因为他要去 Ohio 州去做新生训练。
And my wife was there with me, and I was sighing and saying, "Too quick." And she said, "Too quick what?"
我在那边叹息说太快了。我的校方对我说，太快什么
？They grow up too quickly.
他们成长得太快了。
And then we started talking about, you know.Really, it's not that much longer. They're going to be putting up in the grave.
不会再太久，他们要把我们送到坟墓里去。
I don't want to be sad.
I know.
You sound sad.
Well, it is a very sad thing. Anyway.
It will be sad for them.
Yeah, 对他们来说会非常的痛苦的。
I'm not looking forward to end, but I realize the limitations I have.And the corruption that is within me. And I want to be released from that to receive the body that Christ gives me and the rewards that come when he comes again.
我知道虽然我并不是盼望说最后这么快的 就来到，可是我当我看到自己的身体在渐渐的退化的时候，我可以知道那是快到。同样的，我盼望在过去在以后有那个极大的赏赐。
But more and more I realize the rewards of this life mean less and less to me.
所以我知道今生的赏赐对我来说是不太重要。
And I'm looking more and more to what God has to give.
我盼望着神要所要赏赐给我的。
And so I don't have to spend all my time trying to make myself happy.
所以我不需要花太多的时间使我自己高兴。
That's what gets me in trouble with other people and my spouse anyway.
这就是我常常会有问题，就是因为我的这个配偶觉得说我自己太快乐了。
We can let go of the promises of the American dream.
我们可以放弃美国梦所给我们所带来的应许。
And rather live for that which lasts.
宁可为那个会存到永远的生活。
It is those things that last that Paul points us to at the end of verse 58.
在第五十八节，也就是保罗他指向我们的的事情。
When Paul says, "Know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain."
知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Your labor in the Lord is not without result. Your labor in the Lord is not empty.
你的在主里面的劳苦不是没有果效的，不是空虚的。
Did you ever notice how empty the promises of our material society really are?
你有没有注意到我们的入职的社会常常给我们许多空虚的应许？
Starting with my mother's generation, there have been a million ads promising one new product after another new product after a new and improved and more improvements, all to make life better.
在我母亲的那个环境里面，有许多的广告，每一个广告都里面有新产品，新的产品应许说有更好的生活。
We've been promised that all these things are going to save us time.
我们应许说这些新产品都能够使我们节省时间。
As a young child, I remember my mother washing clothes in the sink using the scrub board.
当我是小孩子的时候，我记得我妈妈在那个洗手池里面用那个洗衣板在洗衣服。
And then she would take the wet clothes and she would put them in the sink and the hand crank to wring out the water.
然后他把那些湿衣服放在一个这个用手摇的机器里面吧，把水给扭干。
Then came the washing machine and the dryer. Wow!
然后来了洗衣机跟烘干机。
This saves a lot of time, doesn't it?
这替我们省了许多的时间，不是吗？
And on it goes with so many other products.
这些越来越多的新产品。
And yet somehow with all the glitz and the glitter and all the promises,We seem to be busier than ever.
可是不知道为什么这些闪烁的这些的应许的后面，我们好像比以前更忙碌似的。
We don't even have time to sit on porches in front of our houses, so we didn't even bother to build porches anymore.
所以我们甚至没有时间坐在那个门廊上前面，所以我们也都不再造门廊了。
Rather, we're more separated from one another than ever before. In our closed metal boxes we call cars, and our closed houses we barely ever see our neighbors.
所以我们跟我们的跟其他的人越来越分离了。我们的那个房子或者是汽车都是我们与别人分离。
We go to bed later and get up earlier and have more hurried schedules than ever.
所以我们越来越晚睡觉，越早爬起来，我们的时间表是越来越紧凑。
And we turn around and run our kids on schedules just as insane as our own.
所以我们又使我们的孩子在经过这个非常疯狂的这个时间表。
And what are we chasing after?
我们在追求的是什么呢？
The good life and the here and now?
是在这个地上所过的好日子吗？
Why?
为什么？
You, my friends, have a choice today, now.
我的朋友们，你们在今天可以自己做一个选择。
You can continue to invest in your life now.
你可以继续投资在今生的生活。
But investing in your life now is just like investing in a car.
投资在今生的生活就如同是投资在你的新车。
How many know that a car is a good investment?
有多少人知道说汽车是一个很好的投资？
The moment you drive it off the lot, it loses a lot of its value.
你从那个停车场上开出去的时候，就已经失去了许多的价值。
After 10 years, you're lucky if it's worth one quarter the $40,000 you paid for it.
经过十年以后，你要你很幸运，如果还有四分之一的价值留下来。
Not much longer after that, you gotta junk it.
再过了几年，你就要把它送到这个 junkyard。
That's good. That works. That's what investing in this life is like.
这就是投资在今生的生活。
Solomon said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What are you working so hard for? You accumulate all your wealth just to leave it to somebody else.
所以所罗门王说虚空的虚空，他做的所有他所继承的财富都留给别人了。
And then somebody else doesn't even appreciate it.
那个人甚至于一点都不一点感激。Thank you.
You see, they understood already anyway.
Oh,
I know.
I know you're looking at the
translation.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you can go kick it out.
I mean, this is a fact.
All the great works you do will be forgotten.
所有的他所做的工作都会被忘记。
Or you can spend your efforts investing in the work of the Lord.
或者是你可以投资在主的工作上。
That's the choice we have.
这个是我们的选择。
So where is the work of the Lord?
那主的工是什么呢？
Isn't it not being Christ's witnesses?
不是成为基督的见证人吗？
In the living that we do?
我们所活的每一天。
How we live?
我们怎么活。
What we say?
我们说怎么说。
Where we put our money?
我们把我们金钱放在什么地方。
What we invest our time in?
我们把我们的时间投资在什么地方？
So don't get me wrong.
你不要搞错了。
I don't want to be misunderstood.
我也不愿意你们误会我。
I'm not saying you cannot spend anything ever on yourself. You can't buy a house, can't buy a car, you can't buy clothes. That would be, I can't think of a better word. That'd be ridiculous. Okay.
我不是说你们不可以去买房子、买汽车。买东西给自己享乐，这样的话是很可笑的。
Half of it actually is in your motivation for why to do the things you do, isn't it?
一大部分的是因为你是怎么激动你去做这些事情。
But when you buy a house, do you have to get that house?
当你买房子的时候，你需要买那个房子吗？
Of course, maybe that's not a good example because we don't buy houses that often.
也许那个不是个很好的例子，因为我们不是经常在买房子。
Oh, could you get a little smaller house and have more cash flow to support missionary, to maybe take a mission vacation somewhere, whatever?
你难道不能够买一个小一点的房子，这样你在金钱的上面的就运转就比较方便，然后甚至可以把钱投资在宣教的施工上面。
Support a homeless shelter,
或者是支持一个无家可归人的住的地方。
Perhaps you could use the house more for bringing people in who don't know Jesus.
也许你可以开放你的家庭，邀请别人来你的家里，邀请那些不认识耶稣基督的人到你的家里来。
As this goes on, I can't tell you how to live your life, but if your life is oriented towards knowing Jesus and then making Him known, then you will figure out how to use the resources God's given you, the time and the effort to be Christ-like.
有许多的例子我不能给你一讲，可是如果你真的是知道说你要为耶稣基督的话，你自己会去找到有许多的机会可以使你让别人来认识耶稣基督。
Instead of living to fill your life,
而不是去把你自己的生活里面
you're living to fill heaven,
充满了东西，而是去在投资在天国上面。
Christ has risen from the dead.
基督耶稣已经从死里复活了。
That's the fact.
这是事实。
Isn't it worth investing in?
这是不是值得我们的投资呢？
To give up a few things for?
放弃一些东西。
to changing the direction of our thinking force.
改变我们思考的方向。
How tragic would it be to live a good life today but miss the rewards that God promises for eternity?
如果我们为了今生的生活而失去了永生的赏赐，那有多悲惨呢？
The strength of your conviction will be based on the strength by which you are convinced that Jesus did in fact rise from the dead.
你的信心有多坚定，是建基于你对耶稣基督从死里复活有多坚固。
He is the first fruit.
他是出熟的果子。
From the dead.
从死废了的人的出熟的果子。
And having risen from the dead, we know that he will rise us from the dead.
因为他已经从死里复活，所以我们知道我们将来也要从死里复活。
So then live.Oh God, that's so abstract and so simple, and yet you can't put it any other way. Spend your life living for God.
所以为了神而活，你的生的一生。
You won't lose.
你不会失去的。
That is an investment with grand return.
那是一个有极大的给我们极大的 return 的这个投资。对。
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us.
感谢主，你今天对我们说话。
You know, as your servant, I stumble and I tumble to sometimes say it the right way and to dig below the surface of just, saying ideas into what it means in life.
主啊，你知道我们是你的仆人，我们常常在在要说你的话的事情上面摔跤跌倒，说得不清楚。
But I trust your Holy Spirit is working each and every one of us in this room to apply these truths to our lives.
可是我相信圣灵在我们每一个人当中做那工作。
In our hearts we submit to you, Lord.
在我们心里。主啊，我们向你顺服。
Because we trust you.
因为我们信靠你。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.